A woman sat at her window and looked at the beautiful garden outside. There were lettuces in the garden, and they were fresh and green. "I want to eat those lettuces," said the woman. But the lettuces were in a witch's garden, and the garden had a big wall. The witch was a bad woman, and everyone was afraid of her. Every day, the woman wanted the lettuces more and more. Soon, she couldn't eat anything. She only wanted the lettuces. "I want a lettuce from the witch's garden," she said to her husband. "I'm sorry," the woman's husband said sadly. "You can't have those lettuces." But the woman couldn't eat, and she was thin and tired. One night, the man looked down at the witch's garden. "My wife must have a lettuce," he thought, "or she is going to die." He was very afraid, but he climbed up the big wall, jumped down into the witch's garden, and took a fresh green lettuce for his wife. The woman ate the lettuce hungrily.
"It's so good," she said. "It's so fresh. It's so green. Thank you, dear husband."
The next night, the man took two more lettuces from the witch's garden. The next night, he took two more. Then one night, the man jumped into the witch's garden and saw the witch. He felt very afraid.
"Why are you taking my lettuces?"
said the witch angrily.
"My wife isn't well," the man said. "She can only eat lettuces. Your lettuces."
The witch said,
"You can take lettuces from my garden, but you must give me your first baby. Promise me this."
And because the man was very afraid, he promised. Soon, the man and his wife had a beautiful baby girl. They loved her, and they were very happy. But one day, the witch came to the door.
"I have come to take your baby daughter," she said to the man.
"No, no," he cried. "Take anything, but not my little girl."
"Remember your promise," said the witch. "You took lettuces from my garden, and now you must give me your daughter."
The man felt very afraid, so he gave her the beautiful little girl. The witch called the girl Rapunzel. Rapunzel grew quickly. She was a good, kind girl with long, golden hair. Every day she grew more beautiful, and her hair grew longer. One day, the witch took Rapunzel to a tower in a big forest. The tower had no door and only one window, and there were thorns all around.
"This is your home now, Rapunzel," said the witch.
So Rapunzel lived in the tower, alone. Every day, she painted and sang. And because her voice was so lovely, birds came to listen. They were her only friends. Every night, the witch came to see Rapunzel. She stood near the tower and called,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Put down your hair so I can climb the golden stair."
Then Rapunzel put her long plait of hair out of the window, and the witch climbed up. One day, a prince rode near the forest. He heard beautiful singing and saw the tower. "What a strange tower," he thought. "It has a window, but no door. Who is in that tower? She sings like a beautiful bird." The prince rode home, but he could only think about the beautiful voice in the tower. The next day, the prince rode back into the forest, and again he heard beautiful singing. He walked around the tower and looked for a door, but there was nothing. The prince sat and listened to Rapunzel's beautiful singing, and he could not leave. Night came, and the witch arrived at the tower and called up,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Put down your hair so I can climb the golden stair."
The prince watched. A beautiful long plait of golden hair came down from the window, and the witch climbed up. Then, soon, the witch climbed back down the plait of golden hair and walked away into the forest. The next day, the prince came back to the tower. He called up,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Put down your hair so I can climb the golden stair."
Soon, the long plait of golden hair came down from the window. The prince climbed up and came into a little room at the top of the tower. And there he saw a beautiful girl with golden hair.
"Who are you?" cried Rapunzel, afraid.
The prince smiled and spoke kindly. "I heard your beautiful voice," he said, "and I had to see you." The prince came to see Rapunzel every day. She sang for him, and they talked and talked. Then the prince left before evening. Because the witch always came at night, she never saw him. But one day, the prince was late. The witch saw the prince climb down Rapunzel's long golden plait, and she saw him smile and say goodbye to her. The witch called up to Rapunzel and climbed up to the little room.
"Who was that man, Rapunzel?"
cried the witch angrily.
"You're going to be sorry. I'm taking you away so he can never find you again."
And she took a knife from her coat and cut off Rapunzel's golden plait. The next day, the prince came to see Rapunzel.
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Put down your hair so I can climb the golden stair." The plate came down, and the prince climbed up. But it was not his beautiful Rapunzel in the room. It was the angry witch.
"Rapunzel is not here," she laughed. "I took her to the desert, and you can never find her there."
The prince was very afraid. He moved away from the witch and fell through the window. Down, down, down he fell into the thorns. At first, the prince did not move. Then he got up slowly. He could move, but there were thorns in his eyes, and he was blind. He could not see. Day after day, the prince walked blindly in the forest. He was tired and hungry, but he wanted only to find Rapunzel. He felt the sun on his eyes, and he walked always towards it, looking for the desert. At last, the prince came to the desert. He was hot and blind and poor, but every day he looked for Rapunzel. Then, one day, the prince heard something. Singing, beautiful singing. He ran, falling, towards it, and suddenly Rapunzel saw him.
"Is it you?" she cried. "Is it really you?"
Rapunzel saw the prince, so thin and tired, and she cried. But her hot tears fell on his eyes and melted the thorns, and then the prince could see again. And so Rapunzel and the prince went home to the prince's castle, and there they were married. They never saw the witch again, but Rapunzel's mother and father came to live at the castle. Soon, Rapunzel and the prince had two children. Every day there was happy singing, and every day Rapunzel's friends, the birds, came to listen. Glossary. Afraid. Alone. Castle. Climbed. Cut off. Desert. Die. Forest. Fresh. Garden. Golden. Grew. Kind. Knife. Lettuce. Married. Melted. Painted. Plate. Prince. Promise. Road. Stare. Tears. Thin. Thorns. Towards. Tower. Voice. Wall. Witch.